Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Go on. It's a real joy and a privilege to worship the living God with my brothers and sisters in this congregation this morning.
对我来说，今天早上能够跟众弟兄姐妹一起来服来敬拜这位永活的神，是一个极大的喜乐。
Thank you for giving me this privilege.
谢谢你们给我这个荣誉。
You have been partnering with us in India for the past number of years in helping us to preach the gospel in India.
你们在过去许多年中间跟我们一起同工来服侍印度。
And we are very grateful to you for your prayers and for your financial help to reach India with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们对我们的祷告及金钱上的支持，我们非常的感谢。
I have had the opportunity before here to come and speak to the English congregation, but this is the first time I have the opportunity to speak to all of you together.
我以前曾在英文团契里面有机会分享过，可是这次第一次来到华语堂，这是和众弟兄姐妹分享是第一次。
My co-worker in the Lord in India, Pastor Matthew Swargese, has also come and spoken to you.
Pastor Matthews, 他是我在印度的同工，他也曾经来这里和你们一起分享过。
And we have had the privilege of hosting some of you in Bhopal, the city where Pastor Matthews and his team works.
我们也曾经有荣幸能够接待你们在我们在 Bhopal 的那个的中心一起来同工。
Thank you for giving us this privilege.
谢谢你们给我们这样的机会。
I'll say a few things about us, and then we will go into the Word of God.
我先说几句话，然后我们再一起进入今天的讲章。
My wife and I were born in southern India.
我的妻子跟我是在南印度出生的。
The few Christians we have in India are mostly in southern India.
大多数的基督徒都是在南印度。
And we came to know the Lord at a young age.
我们在很小的时候就认识耶稣基督。
And then we ended up in America.
我们后来来到了美国。
My wife and I migrated to the U.S. when we were very young.
当我们年纪小的时候，我们就已经移民来到美国。
And we lived in California.
我们住在加州。
I served as an executive with World Vision, the Christian ministry many of you know.
我曾经在美国的展望会里面有过多年的服事。
And my wife was a senior officer for Bank of America for many years.
我的妻子她是曾在 Bank of America 做过很高的职位。
God blessed us with two sons. They were born in Southern California.
神赐给我们有两个儿子，他们都是在南加州出生的。
But in 1986, the Lord called us back to India.
在1986年的时候，神呼召我们回印度。
The Lord called us back to North India.
神呼召我们去北印度。
All of you know, India is the second largest country in the world.
你们大多数都知道，印度是世界上第二大国。
Which is the largest country in the world?
你们知道世界上第一大国是哪国吗？
China.
中国。
Between India and China, two out of every six human beings live in these two countries.
在这个中国跟印度的合并之下，世界上每六个人中间就有两个人是
印度人。
每六个人中间就有两个人是印度人或中国人。
But did you know India will become number one? In about 15 years?
你知道在15年中间印度会成为第一大国吗？
Yes, the birth rate in India is so high that in about 15 years, India will overtake China.
是的，印度的出生率是非常高，所以在15年中间印度会成为第一大国。
But the sad thing is, most in India, particularly North India, have never heard the gospel.
但是很悲伤的是，大多数在北印度的人都没有听过福音。
In India we have 416 languages.
在印度我们有416种的方言。
Did you hear us? 416 languages. Out of which 146 languages have no scripture translated into.
在这416种的方言中间，有146种的语言到如今还没有圣经。
146 languages, no scripture.
这146种的方言还没有圣经翻译出来他们的语言。
India is also home to 4,693 ethnic groups.
印度有4,693个民族。
4,693 ethnic groups. 4,693
个民族. Out of which hundreds of ethnic groups have no gospel witness. 在这中间有几百个
So the Lord called my wife and I back to India in 1986.
所以在1986年的时候，主呼召我跟我的妻子回印度。
And we resigned our jobs and went to North India.
所以我们就我把我们的工作放下回北印度。
The vision God gave us was to plant churches among these unreached people groups.
神给我们的意向是要到那里去植堂，特别是在这些还没有听过福音、没有办法接触到福音的种族中间。
How can you plant churches among so many unreached people groups?
你怎么能够在这么多的没有听过福音的这些种族中间植堂呢？
You need preachers of the gospel.
我们是需要有那个传福音的讲员。
You need laborers.
也需要有工人。
Amen.
Amen.
So to train laborers, the Lord gave us a vision to start a Bible college, a seminary.
所以为了要训练这些童工，神给我们一个意向，来设立一个神学院。
Because India is no longer allowing foreign missionaries.
因为在印度他们不让外国的宣教士进去。
Just like China closed its door for foreign missionaries in the 40s, India closed its door for foreign missionaries in 1975.
就如同中国大陆在1940年的时候不让外国的宣教士进去，印度是在1975年左右不让外国宣教士进入印度。
So we opened a small Bible school in a city called Dehradun.
所以在这个 city of Dehradun, 他们开了一家很小的神学中心。
The city 200 miles north of Delhi, right at the foothills of the Himalaya Mountains.
所以这个城市是在新达里的北边，差不多200里，是在喜马拉雅山的山脚下。
Across the mountain is China.
你过了这个山就是到中国。
And we are on the other side.
我们是在山的另外一边。
We started with 22 students.
我们一开始的时候就有22个学员。
And by God's grace, we have now grown to be the largest Bible-believing seminary in North India.
所以经过神的这个恩典怜悯，我们如今已经有250个学员，而且是最大的一个神学中训练中心。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We now have 250 students enrolled.
所以我们现在已经有250个学员。
Every year we graduate about 80, 90, and send them to the field.
每一年我们都有80-90个学生毕业，然后我们把他们开派出去。
And in addition, we have 12 satellite training centers in different parts of North India.
除此之外，我们在北印度还有许多的卫星神学中心。
And Bhopal is one of those centers.
Bhopal 也是其中之一。
Where Pastor William and others have come earlier this year to visit us.
所以在今年初的时候Pastor William 还有其他的主位曾经去。
Oh, Brother William.
Brother William.
I'm sorry, I don't know all the
Pastor Sam, that's all right.
And we would love more of you to come and see us.
我们希望有你们中间更多的人来。
We would love to host you.
我们非常渴望来招待你们。
We promise to give you the best chicken curry in the world.
我们答应一定会给你吃最好的咖喱鸡。
But the task before us is so huge.
可是在我们面前的工作是极大的。
Why is it important to preach the gospel?
为什么宣传福音是这么重要?
That question brings us to the text we read today.
这个问题正好到了让我们开始今天的这个第一段的这个讲。
The first text we read is from Matthew 22.
我们今天所读的第一段的经文是在马太福音22章。
I'm sure you know the background of the text.
我相信你对这个背景是很清楚的。
We do not have time to explain the background.
我们没有时间去解释这个背景。
Jesus was in the middle of a debate.
耶稣基督正在和一群人在讨论中。
First, a Sadducee came and debated Jesus.
先是撒都该人来跟耶稣讨论。
See, there were many denominations in the Jewish church in the first century.
你知道在第一世纪的时候，犹太教有许多的不同的denomination，不同的派别宗派。谢谢。
Like we have today.
就像我们今天一样。
Sadducees was one of the denomination.
对，撒都该人是其中一个宗派。
Pharisees were another.
法利赛人是另外一派。
Herodians were another.
希律党又是另外一派。
Zealots were another.
另外一个热心的圣锐党是另外一派。
They're all in the New Testament.
他们都在新约里面记录。
Jesus had an encounter with all of them.
耶稣基督曾经跟这些人都打过交道。
In Matthew 22, we see Jesus having an encounter with both the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
在马太福音22章，我们看见耶稣基督和 撒都该人跟法利赛人都有许多的辩论。
First, the Sadducees came and debated him about resurrection.
撒都该人跟耶稣所讨论的是有关于复活的事。
You see, the Sadducees believed only in the first five books of the Bible.
撒都该人只相信圣经里面的最前五本圣经。
They rejected all the other books.
他们对于其他圣经的其他的，他们都完全不承认。
What do we call the first five books of the Bible?
我们叫圣经的前五本书什么呢?
The Pentateuch.
摩西五经.
That's a new name.
那是新的名字.
The old name is the Law.
旧的名字是说律法.
Law in English with a capital L.
在英文里面，这个字要用那个大写的L开始.
Moses wrote those books.
摩西写了这五本书.
Sadducees only accepted those books.
撒都该人只接受圣经的前五本书。
So Jesus gave them reply from those books.
所以耶稣就用这五本书里面来回答他们。
And Jesus silenced them.
耶稣基督使他们闭口无言。
Jesus was a good debater.
耶稣是个很好的辩论家。
He silenced them.
他使他们闭嘴。
Pharisees were very happy. Pharisees were very
法利赛人就很开心。
Because they saw Sadducees, their enemies, defeated.
他们看见他们的敌人撒都该人被打败了。
So a Pharisee came to Jesus with a big smile on his face.
所以一个法利赛人来到耶稣的面前，脸上带着一个大笑容。
Matthew 22:34.
马太福音22章34节。
Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees brought together.
法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。
35. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说。
Verse 36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
You hear the question?
你听到这个问题吗？
You hear the question?
你听到这个问题吗?
You can help us by answering.
你可以帮忙我回答这个问题。
Which is the greatest commandment in the law?
在律法里面哪一条是最大的诫命?
If you have your English Bible, you can see law is printed with capital letter there.
假如你有你的圣经打开的话，你英文圣经会看到那个law那个字是大写的。
The man is asking for how many commandments?
那个人问耶稣说有多少的律法呀，多少的诫命啊？
How many commandments is he asking for?
他问耶稣是有几条诫命？
What greatest
几个
singular, it's singular.
三处一条诫命。
But look what Jesus did.
耶稣怎么回答他呢？
Oh, our God is so good.
我们的主真是伟大。
You ask him for one, he gives you two.
你只要一个，他给你两个。
Amen.
Amen.
You ask him for one, he gives you two.
你只要求一个，他给你两个。
The man asked only for one commandment, greatest commandment.
那个人只要问的是最大的诫命。
Look at the reply Jesus gives.
你看看耶稣怎么回答他呢？
Jesus goes all the way to the book of Moses.
耶稣回到摩西五经。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记。
And quotes from Deuteronomy chapter 6.
他从那个生命记第六章来引用。
You know what commandment Jesus quoted?
你知道耶稣引用的是哪一个诫命吗？
He quoted the very first scripture every Jewish boy and every Jewish girl memorized.
他所引用的那些圣经是每一个犹太的男孩子和女孩子最早就要记得的那些圣经。
We all parents teach our children scriptures.
我们都是父母亲，我们教导我们的儿女圣经。
My parents also taught me scriptures.
我的父母亲也教导我圣经。
We usually teach the easiest scriptures.
我们通常都是教他们最简单的经文。
Like Psalm 23.
好比是诗篇第23篇。
Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
Or some of us teach the shortest scripture in the Bible.
或者是有些人教更短的一节经文。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Right? But that's not what the Jewish parents did.
这个不是犹太的父母亲所教的。
The Jewish parents make sure every child memorized Deuteronomy 6:5.
每一个犹太的父母亲要他们一定要教导他们的儿女去背《生命记》第六章五节。
Which begins with the Hebrew word Shema.
这节经文是开始以希伯来字母 Shema.
Which means hear.
那个意思就是说听。
So it is known in Hebrew as the Shema, hear.
是在希伯来文就是意思说听。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, soul, and strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus quotes that.
耶稣从希伯耶稣从那节经文里面
Love the Lord thy God.
你要爱主你的神
With all of your strength.
用你所有的力量
With all of your mind.
用你所有的心意
With all of your might.
用你所有的能力
In other words, love the Lord thy God with your whole being.
换句话来说就是以你的全人来爱主。
But Jesus doesn't stop there.
可是耶稣没有停在那儿。
He goes on.
他仍然继续。
He says in verse 38.
在38节里面。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
这是第一条且是最大的。
And verse 39.
39节。
And the second is like it.
另外一节也是同样的。
That Greek can be translated, the second is equal to it.
也可以翻译成为相等。
Oh, please listen carefully.
请你仔细地听。
All of us agree, all religions agree, that the most important thing is to love God.
最重要的就是要爱主。
Hinduism teaches that. Hinduism teaches that. Hindu religion.
印度教也是这样教。
Islam teaches that.
Islam 也是教导说要爱主。
All the religions teach that.
所有的宗教都是这样的教导。
But Jesus alone goes on to teach us.Another very important truth.
可是只有耶稣基督在继续要教导另外一个非常重要的真理。
Quoting from Leviticus chapter 19.
他是从利未记十九章里面
出来的。Another book of Moses.
另外一节摩西五经中的一卷。
The second is equal to it.
其次也相仿。
And what is that?
是什么呢?
What is that?
是什么呢?
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是要爱人如己。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱你的邻居邻舍如同你爱自己。
And listen to what he says in verse 40.
听你听第在第四十节他说什么
？Matthew 22:40.
在马太福音二十二章第四十节。
All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
是这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
What do we mean by law and the prophets?
这是律法跟先知是什么意思呢
？What did Jesus mean by law and the prophets?
当耶稣说律法和先知的时候，他是什么意思呢
？It was a common phrase in the time of Jesus, which meant the whole Bible.
在耶稣的时代，这句话是说，整本圣经。
They didn't have the word Bible in those days.
在那段时间里面，他们没有圣经这个字。
So they used the word the law and the prophets.
所以他们用的是律法和先知这个名词。
The whole Bible.
整本圣经。
This is the central teaching of the Holy Scripture.
这是圣经里面的最重要的教导。
How different from many other religions.
这个跟其他的宗教是非常不一样的。
Many religions teach, if you love God,You will kill others.
有些宗教教导人说，如果你爱神的话，你就去为神去杀人。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道他在讲的是什么吗
？But not Jesus.
可是不是耶稣。
Not the Holy Bible.
也不是圣经。
Oh, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Bible teaches us that if we love God, we must love fellow human beings.
这整本圣经教导我们说，如果我们爱神的话，我们一定会爱兄弟姐妹。
The disciple of Jesus, John the Apostle,
耶稣的门徒约翰
understood this truth.
他对这节圣经非常的了解。
And he writes to us later on.
他在后来写给我们的书信。
Will you turn in your Bible with me?
假如你翻跟我一起翻圣经的话。
To 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章
Because John understood the teaching of Jesus.
因为约翰了解耶稣的教导
And he explains and he writes to us.
他写给我们
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章
And 20.
Verse 20, 二十节
May I read it for you?
让我读给你听
If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother,He is a liar.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
For anyone who does not love his brother, which means sister also, anyone who does not love his brother or sister whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
Did we hear that?
你听到吗
？This is the fundamental teaching of the Holy Bible.
这是圣经里面最基本的教导。
That's why the Lord Jesus taught us to pray for those who.
所以耶稣教导我们，你要为什么样的人祷告啊
？To pray for our enemies.
为我们的敌人祷告。
Because for a Christian, there are no enemies.
因为对基督徒来说是没有敌人的。
Amen. Because we love God.
我们是没有敌人的，因为我们爱神。
And the only way to love God is by loving fellow human beings.
唯一我们能够爱神的方式，就是我们爱我们的其他的弟兄，爱其他的人类。
John the Apostle says in this passage, if somebody says he loves God and hates his brother or sister.He's a liar.
使徒约翰讲到说，如果有人说他爱神，可是却恨他的弟兄或是姐妹，他是个说谎话的。
Now only two of the commandments Jesus gave us are given the adjective great.
耶稣所给的所有的诫命中间，只有两条，他用这个伟大来形容。
I hope you understand.Our language this morning.
我希望你能了解我的语言。
Only two of the commandments of Jesus are described with the adjective great.
只有两条诫命， 耶稣用伟大这个字来形容。
The first is the one which we just read.
第一个就是我们刚才所读的经文。
Matthew 22:37
and 38. 马太福音20章37节跟38节是第一段。
It is called the Great Commandment.
这段经文是叫最大的诫命。
A few chapters later, we read another commandment that Jesus gave, which is called the Great Commission.
再过几章，我们会读到另外一节，是圣经文，是最伟大的最大的使命。
First comes the Great Commandment.
第一就是最大的诫命。
And then comes the Great Commission.
然后就是最大的使命。
Now let me ask you a question this morning.
让我问你一个问题。
Please think with us.
请你和我一起思考。
If you really love somebody, what would you do for them?
假如你真的爱某某人的话，你会怎么做？
If you really love somebody, what would you do for them?
假如你真的爱某人的话，你会为他做什么？
You will try to do the best for them, won't you?
你难道不会替他做最好的事情吗？
If you really love somebody,
假如你真的爱人的话，
You won't withhold from them the best.
你不会装一些最好的东西不给他。
You agree?
你同意吗？
If you really love somebody,
假如你真的爱人
的话， You would want to give them the very best you can give them.
你将会给他最好的，你最好的东西。
And what is the best we can give to anybody?
所以我们能够给任何人最好的东西是什么呢？
What is the best we can give to anybody?
我们能够给任何人最好的东西是什么呢？
Suppose I am Bill Gates.
假如我是 Bill Gates 的话，
And I have billions of dollars.
我有亿万 的钱。
And I give everybody I know millions and millions of dollars.
我就给每一个人百万美金。
That's a good thing to do.
这是不错的。
But if that person who receives the millions of dollars,
当那个人收到百万 的金钱的时候，
Lives good life,
假如他能够过一个好的生活，
Lives to be 95 years old,
活到95岁，
And dies without knowing Jesus,
And 死了也可是还是不认得耶稣。
Isn't that sad?
这个不是非常的悲哀吗？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢？
What shall it profit a man or a woman if he or she gains theeWhole world and loses his soul.
若有人赚得全世界，却丧失了自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Oh, my brothers and sisters, even if we are the richest people on the face of the earth, if we don't know Jesus, we lose everything.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果我们是世界上最有钱的人，可是我们不能认识耶稣基督，有什么用呢？
That's what the Bible teaches.
这就是圣经所要教导我们的。
What shall it profit a man?
一个人能够有的得到什么益处呢？
So the best thing we can do for anybody is share Jesus with them.
所以我们人所能做的最好的事情就是和他们分享耶稣。
And that's what the Great Commission is all about.
这就是大使命。
Would you turn there with me quickly?
请你和我一起翻到
Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章。
19 and 20. 19
和20节。
You read that today.
我们今天读过这两节圣经。
This is the last commandment Jesus gives to his people before he goes to heaven.
这就是耶稣在升天之前给他的门徒最后的两节使命。
The last commandment he gave to the church.
也就是他所给教会的最后的一个使命。
And what is the central point of the Great Commission?
这个中心，大使命的中心是什么呢？
By the way, the Great Commission is found in 7 different places in the New Testament. 7 different places.
这个大使命在新约里面有七处地方都可以找得到。
The first is Matthew 28.
第一个就是马太福音二十八章。
It must be very important. That's why the Holy Spirit repeated it 7 different places, right?
这一定是非常重要，不然为什么圣灵要在圣经里面重复七次呢？
And what is the central point of the Great Commission?
这个中心思想是什么呢？
Make disciples of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
Go into the whole world.
去世界。
Preach the gospel.
去传福音。
Make disciples.
使万民做门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
使所有的人都能够成为我的门徒。
Now that English word nation is a confusing word.
在英文这个国家这个字是非常的
I don't know how it is in Chinese.
好，我不知道这个在中文是怎么样的，怎么翻译。
How does it sound? Nation.
国家。
Say it in Chinese.
国家。
国家。
Yeah.
国家。
国家。Nation. 国家。
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 All right.
国家。What does nation mean in English? What does nation mean?
What does
country?Countries, that's what we mean by nation today.
今天我们 nation 的意思就是指的是一个国家 country.
United Nations in New York is the place where all the countries come together.
在纽约的联合国有许多的国家是聚集在那儿。
But let me tell you something very important. Listen, please.
请你听我的。
When the Bible was translated into English for the first time, nation did not mean countries.
当圣经刚刚翻译过来的时候，国家并不是翻成nation 不是翻成国家的意思。
It did not mean country.
不是国家的意思。
English changed meaning.
英文事实上经过多年改变。
By the way, how many of you know when was Bible translated into English for the first time?
你知道英文圣经是什么时候翻译成英文的吗？
Well, the first portions of the Bible was first translated into English by a man by the name John Wycliffe only in the 14th century. And then we got King James Bible only 400 years ago.
Okay, 在圣经的第一小部分第一次被翻译成为英文的时候是在14世纪的时候那翻译的人是 John Wycliffe.
When John Wycliffe translatedportions of the New Testament for which he was killed, the word nation did not mean country.
在那个时候 ,nation 不是翻译成为国家。
Let me teach you what it meant.
让我告诉你是什么意思。
It meant what the original word in the Bible means. It meant what the original word in the Bible
means. 在圣经里面原文是这个意思。
The original word in the Bible is a very easy Greek word to learn.
在这个圣经里面，这个原文是这个希腊文是很容易去学的。
Many of you know that Greek word already.
我相信很多人已经知道那个希腊文。
If you don't know, I'll teach you free this morning.
今天早上我会白白的教你们。
Because if you come to our Bible college in India, I'll charge you fees for it.
因为你假如你来我们印度的神学中心的话，我要收你学费。
But this morning it's free.
今天早上不要钱。
Are you ready to learn?
你要学习吗?
How many would like to learn?
有多少人要想学?
Oh, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
The Greek word is Ethna. Ethna. Ethna.
这个希腊字是叫 Ethna.
Ethna is the plural.
事实上这个是个复数。
And ethnos is singular.
Ethnos 是单数。
Ethna?
Ethna.
Would you say that with us?
Ethna.
What does Ethna mean?
Ethna means it's
Everybody knows the meaning. Ethnic. Ethnic groups.
Means it's 种族.
It doesn't mean countries.
这个不是代表国家.
It means ethnic groups.
It means, 事实上这意思就是种族的意思.
Jesus gave the Great Commission like this.
耶稣的大使命.
Go make disciples of all...ethnic groups.
耶稣叫他的门徒去使所有的种族成为他的门徒。
Anybody remember how many ethnic groups in India?
你还记得印度有多少个种族吗?
Some of you remember. By the way, I do have a few of these bookmarks with me. If you like to take it, keep it in your Bible to pray for us. I'll appreciate it.
我还有多余的书签，如果你想要，可以放在你的圣经里面。然后常常替我们祷告，我会非常感激的。
4,693 ethnic groups just in India.
在印度有4693个种族。
I don't know how many in China.
我不知道中国有多少个种族。
I'm sure there are a lot.
我相信一定也有很多。
You see, Jesus was not telling us go to a country. Jesus was telling us go to every ethnic group.
耶稣不是叫我们去 哪一个国家，而是叫我们去每一个种族。
This is very important for us to understand.
这是对我们来说是很重要，需要了解的。
My professor in the seminary, I had the blessed fortune of studying under a great man of God by the name Donald McGavran. Some of you have read his books. He used to say, missions has nothing to do with places. It has everything to do with peoples in the plural.
他说我曾经有这个荣幸跟一个神学家学习，他告诉我说传福音跟宣道是跟多少个地方毫无关系，最重要的就是跟那个人有关系，种族有关系。
Let me tell you about my people.
让我告诉你我的人民。
I told you I come from southern India.
我跟你说了我是从南印度来的。
200 years ago, my people had no Bible.
在200年以前，我的人民没有圣经。
My people speak a language called Malayalam.
我那时候，我们这个种族所说的语言叫 Malayalam.
About 40 million people in the southwestern tip of India speak that language.
有许多人说这个语言。
We had no Bible.
可是我们没有圣经。
A young German man heard about us.
有一个年轻的德国人听到我们。
His name was Hermann Gunther.
这是他的名字叫做 Hermann Gunther.
He was a good Lutheran.
他是一个路德会的人。
Great, brilliant man.
非常聪明。
Gunther read his Bible every day in 18 different languages.
他每天读圣经，这个圣经是用18种语言写出来的。
18 different languages.
18种不同的语言。
Then he heard about my language.
然后他听到我们的语言。
He came to southern India.
他来到南印度。
Learn my language.
学习了我们的语言。
Composed the first dictionary in my language.
然后造第一本的字典。
And then translated Bible into my language.
然后把圣经翻译成
那个语言。That's why I stand before you today.
所以我今天能够站在你的面前。
Because of German man.
因为那个德国人。
But 146 languages in my country still has no scripture.
可是到如今还有146个语言的人没有他们自己的圣经。
But what did Jesus say?
可是耶稣说什么呢?
Make disciples of all ethnic.
所以耶稣说什么呢?耶稣说我们要使这样的种族做他的门徒。
Every time you read that word nation in English, brothers and sisters, I want you to read it ethna, not nation, ethna.
弟兄姐妹们，下次当你读这段圣经的时候，你每次读到这个万民的时候，你要想到说是不同的种族成为神的门，耶稣的门徒。
Hundreds of ethna around the world still do not have the gospel.
世界上仍有几百个种族没有他们自己的圣经。
You and I are blessed with the gospel.
我们非常的有福，我们有自己的圣经。
You and I are blessed with the grace of loving God.
我们非常的有福，因为神的恩典在我们的身上。
But what does loving God mean?
可是爱神是什么意思呢?
To love God means to love people.
爱神就是说要爱人。
To love those who do not have the blessings we have.
爱那些没有神的恩典还没有临到他们的人。
That's why Jesus gave the Great Commission after he gave the Great Commandment.
所以这就是为什么耶稣先给人那个大使最伟大的诫命，然后才给大使命。
Do you love God today?
你今天爱神吗?
Do you love Jesus this morning?
你今天早爱耶稣吗?
What is the proof?
你的证明在什么地方?
What is the evidence?
有什么证据呢?
The evidence is our love for fellow human beings.
我们的证据就是我们爱，我们彼此相爱。
If we love God, we must love other human beings.
假如我们爱神的话，我们会一定会爱其他的人。
Because Jesus loves all the little children of the world.
因为耶稣爱世界上所有的小孩。
You know the song, don't you?
你知道那一首歌吗？
All the children of the world.
世界上所有的小孩。
Whether they are,
不管他们是
yellow, black, and white, and brown,
或者是咖啡色。
He loves all the children of the world.
他爱世界上所有的小孩。
Do we love people?
我们爱人吗？
Do we pray for people?
我们为他们祷告吗？
Oh, our Jesus, His heart is broken this morning.Because though he came and died for the world 2,000 years ago, hundreds of ethnia, hundreds of languages still don't have the gospel.
耶稣今天早上的心是破碎的，因为他来到世界上面，可是到如今还有许多几百个、几千的种族没有听到福音。
How blessed are we that we have the gospel?
我们有多幸运，我们有福音。
Do we care for others?
我们关心别人吗？
Do we pray for them?
我们为他们祷告吗？
Are we prepared to go if the Lord calls us to go?
我们准备好出去吗？如果今天神呼召我们去。
William Herman Gundert came to my world, so I got the privilege of hearing the gospel.
200年前
But there are many waiting to hear the gospel for the first time.
可是还有许多人要等待，要第一次听那个福音。
God gave my wife and I the privilege to go to northern India.
神给我的妻子和我有恩典，能够去北印度。
Maybe the Lord will speak to some of you this morning, particularly those of you who are young.
也许今天早上神会对你们说话，特别是那些比较年轻的。
To go to a language that still does not have the scripture.
使你差遣你们去一个种族，他们所说的语言今天还没有圣经。
God is looking for people to go.
神在找寻那些他可以差派的人。
Maybe some of us cannot go, but all of us can pray.
虽然也许我们中间有些人不能去，可是我们每个人都可以祷告。
The Lord taught us to pray that wonderful prayer called the Lord's Prayer.
我们的主教导我们去祷告主的祷告主祷文。
All of us know that prayer.
我们每个人都知道主祷文。
How did he teach us to pray?
他怎么教我们呢？
Our Father.
我们的
Who art in heaven.
天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的名为圣。
What's next?Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
What's next? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Did you notice the first three priorities of that prayer has to do with His name, with His kingdom, and with His will?
你知道这前三句的主导文是跟他的旨意、他的国有关系吗？
And then comes.Give us this day our daily bread.
然后才为我们今天的食物祷告。
But what do we, most of us, pray most of the time?
可是我们大多数的人祷告的什么内容呢？
I'm not talking about the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Lowell. You are all different. I'm talking about the church down the street.
我不是指的是罗威尔的圣经教会，我是指的是在路的那边的那间教会。
Most of us pray, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
大多数的时候，我们祷告都是给我，给我，给我，给我，给我。
But that's not what the Lord told us to pray.
可是这主并不是这样子教导我们去祷告。
His name,
他的名
，His kingdom,
他的国
，His will,
他的旨意
，must be our number one priority.
是我们祷告的这个优先顺序。
And the wonderful thing is, if we will make His name, His kingdom, and His will the number one priority,
假如我们把他的名、他的国、他的国、他的旨意放在第一位,
then he will take care of us.
他会供应我们的需要。
That's the promise he gave us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33.
这就是他在马太福音第六章第33节所给我们的应许。
Matthew 6:33, all of us know it.
马太福音六章33节我们都知道。
What does that say? Seek ye first his kingdom.
你要先求他的国。
And his righteousness.
和他的义,
and then all the things will be added to us. Oh, I better close now. I'm so glad the Lord called my wife and I to go back to India. I'm so glad I obeyed him. Because for the last 26 years, he has shown us that he is faithful.
因为在过去的26年当中,他告诉我们,他让我们看见他是信实的。
God has blessed us beyond our wildest expectations.
他赐给我们,祝福了我们,超过我们所求所想的。
Hundreds and hundreds of young men have been trained and sent out.
有几百个年轻人已经受过训练,被差遣,差派出去。
Hundreds have come to the Lord.
有几百个已经认识耶稣基督。
I'll close with the story of one young man.
我要跟你讲一个故事。
His name is Sita Ram.
他的名字叫 Sita Ram.
I know that name doesn't make any sense to you.
我知道这个名字对你来说没有什么意义。
But if you know Hinduism,
假如你知道印度话的话,
you will know that meaning, name of that meaning. The meaning of that name.
你就会知道这个名字的意义。
Anybody heard of Hare Rama? Hare Krishna? Some of you have heard. Ram is a major deity in Hinduism. Ram.
That's a major...
Ram, major god.
Oh, 那个是一个大神,在印度教的里面是一个大神的名字。
His parents, he was born in a very devout Hindu family.
他的父母亲是非常忠心的。
So they named him after Ram, the major Hindu deity.
所以他们把他这个孩子的名字是用取了神的名字。
But they were not just happy naming him Ram.
可是他们并不是就满足于叫这个孩子Ram。
They gave him the name Sita also.
他们还给了他的一个名字叫Sita。
You know who Sita is?
你知道Sita是什么谁吗?
You don't know, but Sita is Ram's wife.
这个是Ram的太太妻子。
They were so devoted to Ram, they named their son Sita Ram.
因为他们非常的忠心，所以他们叫他的儿子Sita Ram.
Sita Ram had never heard the gospel in his life.
他这个年轻人从来没有听过福音。
He lives in a village way up in the hills of the mountains of Himalaya.
他住在一个在喜马拉雅山上的一个小村庄里面。
The only way to get to his village is by walking, no roads.
唯一能够去他的村庄里一定要用走步行去。
2001年的时候, this young man was going through a very difficult time in his life.
他那时候正在经过许许多多的困苦。
At that time, one of the graduates of our seminary met him.
那时候我们神学中心的一个毕业生遇见了他。
And told him about Jesus.
告诉他有关于耶稣基督的事。
For the first time he heard there is a God who cares for him, that he died for him.
第一次他听见说有一个神关心他,为他死在十字架上。
God opened the heart of Sita Ram.
神打开了他的心。
He was discipled by this young man.
他这个神学生就使他,帮助他成为门徒。
He was baptized.
他受了受洗。
And he was enrolled in one of our training centers.
他甚至于到我们的神学中训练中心来。
He learned the gospel.
他学习了福音。
He learned that God loves all the peoples of the world.
他知道说耶稣基督神喜欢所有世界上所有的人。
And he learned that if you love God, you must love people.
他也学习到如果你爱神的话,你一定会爱人。
So he came to us.
所以他来到我们中间。
And he said, my people have never heard of this God.
他说,我的人民从来没有听过这个神。
I must go back to my village.
我一定要回到我的村庄去。
I must tell them about this God.
我一定要告诉他们这个神。
So we prayed for him, blessed him.
所以我们为他祷告，祝福他。
And some of our people went with him.
甚至我们中间有些人跟和他一起去。
You have to walk hours to get to his village.
要走许个钟头的路，才能够到达他的村庄。
In 2002, we started a Bible study in his village.
在2002年的时候，我们开始在他的村庄开始了一个查经班。
We had no building to start the Bible study in.
他们没有一个住宅可以成立查经班。
So we started the Bible study under the shade of a mango tree.
所以这个查经班就在一个芒果树下。
There were eight people from the village in the first Bible study.
第一个查经班里面有八个人出现。
Mostly Sitaram's family and friends.
主要的是他的家人和他的朋友。
Today is 2012.
今天2012年。
There is a church in that village.
现今天有在那里有一个教会了。
Sitaram faced much opposition.
他经历了许多的抵抗。
He faced much persecution.
他也受到了许多的逼迫。
But he loved God so much.
可是他爱神超过一切。
He said, I would rather die in this village for my Jesus than give up.
我宁愿死在这，因为爱耶稣死在这个村庄。也不愿意放弃。
He said, I would rather die for Jesus.
他说我宁愿为耶稣死。
He stood firm.
他站立的非常的坚定。
And today, there are over 250 believers that gather for worship in that remote village.
今天在那个小村庄里面有250个人固定的在那里聚会。
I have a few newsletters with me with his story printed. If you're interested, you can take it.
我有一些单张上面有写的他的见证。如果你有兴趣的话，你可以来拿。
I just came after our national pastors conference. In that national pastors conference, he stood up and testified with tears running down his eyes.
我刚刚是从那个国际牧师的聚会过来，他在那里有分享。你可以看到，当他分享的时候，眼泪流下来。
This is what he said.
这是他所说的。
Brothers, it breaks my heart.
弟兄们，你知道使我心痛的是什么？
Because every Sunday I have to stand up and say this.
因为每个礼拜天我要站着在前面跟他们说。
Please listen carefully.
请你注意的听。
Every Sunday I have to stand up and say this.
每一个礼拜天我要站在这里跟他们说。
Don't come to church next Sunday.
你下个礼拜天不要来教会。
Because there is no room.
因为这里没有地方给你。
He said, "You came this Sunday. Send your wife next Sunday."
这个礼拜你来，下个礼拜让你的太太来。
Because he has only a tiny building.
因为他是有一个非常小的教会。
There is not enough room.
没有足够的地方。
He said, "Pray for me that I can have a building big enough for all of my people to come and worship Jesus together."
他请求大家为他祷告，使他能够有一个大的教会，可以使所有的人来一起来聚会。
In a place where there was no gospel witness 10 years ago.
在十年之前，这个地方是没有福音的。
Today there are 250 people and they have no room to sit.
如今他们这边有250个人，信主的人，可是没有地方。
But there are hundreds and hundreds of villages like that in India still.
可是还有在印度还有几百个。就像这样的村庄一样。
Hundreds of ethnic groups in India still.
几百个种族。
146 languages still.
146个语言方言还没有听过，还没有圣经。
And that's just the story of India.
这就是印度的一个故事。
That story is repeated around the world.
这样的情形在世界上到处都有。
Do you love God?
你爱神吗？
You love God.
你爱神吗？
What is the proof?
有什么证据呢？
You must love fellow human beings.
你一定要爱人。
Oh, may God give us grace to love others.
愿神给我们恩典，能够爱人。
And pray for others.
为其他的人祷告。
May I pray for you?
我可以为你们祷告吗？
Let's close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
Father God, I thank you because you send your son for us.
天父，我感谢你，因为你派遣你的独生子来。
He died for us so that we may have eternal life.
他为我们死，以至于我们可以为他活。
Through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have become your children.
经过他的死，他的复活，他的埋葬，他的复活，我们成为你的儿女。
You have given us grace to love you.
你已经给我们恩惠，使我们能够爱你。
But your word teaches us that if we love you, we must love our fellow human beings.
你的话告诉我们说，如果我们爱你，我们就会爱人。
And there are so many of our brothers and sisters living in darkness all around the world.
在世界各地还有许多的弟兄姐妹，他们活在黑暗的幽黑暗里面。
Help us, O Lord, to pray for them.
主帮助我们能够为他们祷告。
Lord, call some of us to go among them.
主求你呼召我们中间的有些人去。
And if we cannot go, help us to send those who are able to go.
如果我们自己不能去，帮助我们能够差派中间的人去。
Thank you for my brothers and sisters who heard your word today.
感谢主你，你使我的弟兄姐妹今天听到你自己的话语。
Thank you for this congregation and for their help for us in India.
感谢主，为这个教会，这个会众的支持印度。
Bless them, Lord, I pray.
祝福他们，主。
Bless every person who heard your word.
祝福每一个听到今天听到你自己话语的人。
And help us to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
很帮助我们尽心尽意尽力爱主你。
And love our neighbors as ourselves.
也爱能够爱我爱他人跟我爱我们的爱人和如同爱邻舍一样。
I bless your people today in your name.
我祝福这些人，奉你自己的名来祝福他们。
May every person who heard your word be blessed today.
愿每一个今天听到你的人都被祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
谢谢你，愿神祝福你们。